Well, you've been around the division for a long time, just from an opposition standpoint. Brent's playing his 1,000th game tonight over there. What does Seabrook like to play against, and what have you seen over the years?
Well, he's been healthy for a while, because I feel like he might have came in the year before me, and to have 1,000 games that quick is very impressive. Good defenseman, I think. Smart defenseman, where he can log a lot of minutes, play heavy minutes, be physical if he wants to, play that finesse game if he needs to, but simple as in, he gets his shots through all the time, has his head up all the time, and makes those quick little passes. And when you play against guys like that, it's always tough, because it's, you can't hit them, and then all of a sudden they're the ones that are always jumping in the play. So when you play 2D, like two-way defensemen like that, it just, you know, creates problems at both ends of the ice. So I think it just speaks to what kind of player he is, what kind of caliber he has, and to have 1,000 games kind of this early in career just speaks volumes of his game.
What's it like coming on the road for the final trip of the regular season after running the table like your club was able to do in that six-game homestand?
Yeah, it's good. I think it's, you know, since I've been here, I feel like I was home for a week, then on the road for 2.5 weeks, and home for 2 weeks on the road. So, you know, it's good. It's good to get away, just be with the guys for a little bit, you know, play some division games, play some out-of-conference games. But I think we've just been taking it one game at a time, trying to kind of tweak certain things, you know, just so we're ready once the end of the regular season comes.
What's your impressions, Paul, of Dustin Byfuglien as a player when you played against him? And how, and now that you've been in the room with him and played on the same side of him, has that changed or been reinforced in any way?
Well, I played with him, I think, at the Olympics or the Olympic camp, stuff like that. I've not played against him. I, you know, we probably both came in same year. So just kind of like a wild card player, you know. And then when you can play like that, it's sometimes it's hard to know what he's going to do as an opposing guy. And then, you know, so strong physically that anytime you get in the corner or if you think you have him beat, I think it's his upper body strength, and he's so strong that just one little shove kind of gets you off balance. And, you know, he can get away with stuff like that just because he's such a specimen. But as a player, you know, having him on our team now is great. And, you know, nothing better when he jumps in the play, because all of a sudden it forces all the opposition to turn around and watch him, and it creates a lot more space for the forwards.
Is he a bigger presence in the room behind the scenes than maybe you knew about him before?
I think Buff's just Buff, you know, from how I've known him, and that's how he is in the locker room. He's the same way, and I think it's good. It's kind of a mix of an old-school presence with an easygoing attitude that wants to win but keeps it light, you know, because sometimes I think we take things too serious. Sometimes we don't realize, you know, how fun it is and how, you know, how lucky we are to be in this position. So, you know, sometimes you focus too much on the little things, where he lightens the boot up. And I think when you're having fun, that's when you're playing at a better game.